Parsha says Riyah deals with the impurity, the spiritual impurity of a Metzeda, commonly translated as a leper, even though the condition was purely brought about by spiritual causes and is unrelated to the skin condition referred to today as leprosy. We find several unusual features of this specific type of impurity. One of them is that due to the great complexity of determining what sort of skin condition actually rendered the person a Metzeda, one had to be expert in all the laws to determine whether the skin had turned the proper color and the hairs surrounding it had turned the proper color. You needed a Torah scholar to make such a determination. However, his determination was insufficient. No matter what sort of expert he was, it is necessary to have a kohen, somebody from the priestly class, who makes the determination that and the declaration that this person is actually impure. And even should this kohen be underage or even mentally unsound, nevertheless, it is his declaration which makes the person impure. And strangely enough, not this Torah scholar himself, upon whose legal determination and judgment we're actually depending. He is unable to declare the person impure. We must have a kohen to declare the impurity. Upon a closer examination of these two subjects, the Metzeda and the Kohen, the connection that it must be a priest to declare him a leper seems even less understood. The Torah describes this condition as coming upon a person as a result of his disparaging or untrue speech, which he has uttered about another Jew. And as a result of this, he is stricken with this impurity. And as long as he is in this impure state, the Torah decrees that he must dwell outside of the regular dwelling place of the Jewish people. He must live alone there. And he must live in isolation, not only from any regular Jew, but even one that is impure, and even someone that is stricken with tzeiras like himself, even someone with a similar leprous condition. He must be totally alone, which seems to be a very, very strict and severe punishment that he is, so to speak, locked out of any contact with the Jewish people. He is isolated from them. On the other hand, the whole idea of a Kohen as described in the Torah is exactly the opposite. The Kohen is described as an Ish Chesed, as a person of kindness. And in the priestly blessing, which he gives to the rest of the Jewish people, the Kohen stresses in his blessing that he is blessing them ba'ava, with tremendous love, as the law is that the Kohen who blesses the congregation must have love for every single member of the congregation. We see then that a Kohen stresses this whole idea of kindness and of love and generosity. It therefore seems to be contradictory. Why should we have a Kohen who stresses so much the idea of closeness and love? Why should he be the one to decree this impurity on the Metzeda and cause him to live in complete and utter isolation from the rest of the Jewish people? However, in reality, the opposite is really true. The Torah looks at it from another perspective. When a person is going to be have such a decree and live in such utter isolation and have such a tremendously severe punishment, the Torah wants to be absolutely sure that the person is deserving of this punishment. Who then is therefore capable of rendering such a decision? Only the Kohen. As a result of his tremendous kindness, we are positive that the Kohen will search and grope and perhaps find some reason to determine the person not to be impure. Specifically, because the Kohen has such a tremendous amount of love, the Torah wants only him to be the one to determine such a severe impurity. Because the Torah wants to do anything possible to keep the person pure. And therefore the Kohen, with his tremendous kindness and love, will certainly look for any possible way within the boundaries of Torah to determine the person pure. From here we have a clear lesson for all generations, that even though we might see a Jew in a tremendously low state, and it seems unthinkable that this person could be capable of inclusion within the Jewish people, nevertheless, before someone can make this final determination and judge another Jew, he must examine himself. What is the source of his determination? Could it perhaps be some of his own personality traits being mixed in? Perhaps a lack of kindness? Does he have the amount of Avos Yisrael, love of a fellow Jew, and overflowing kindness like the Kohen, that he is capable of making such a determination? The Torah says he must have that. And even though he might be a great Torah scholar, and may be expert in all corners of Torah study. Nevertheless, he must have this amount of kindness, and as the Torah clearly lists the three signs of a Jew, and certainly this applies to a Jewish leader, that the Jews must be Baishanim, Rachmanim, Begemle Chasodim. They must be Baishanim, always modest and have a sense of shame. Rachmanim, they must be merciful. And Gemle Chasodim, always looking to do good for other people. Should he be lacking perfection in any of these traits, he has not reached the level of the Kohen Ish Chesed, and he is not capable of making such a determination.